It had just been one of those days as a parent. The ones that every minute feels like 5 minutes and bedtime cannot come soon enough. There had been several roofers at our house that day patching some loose tiles. And of course, as things go, it had taken longer than they thought. The noise from their work had eliminated any chance for the kids to take naps. And so here it was, 4:30 in the afternoon, three kids under the age of 5, cranky, tired, and hungry, not to mention their mother. I made a decision. We were going to get some dinner now. I loaded everyone into the car, and we headed off to our favorite restaurant, El Charro in Lafayette, sadly since closed. We arrived at about 5 o'clock, and we were seated in the back room. I hustled everyone into our seats. We sat down. The food server came blissfully quickly, and the kids set to ordering. They ordered the same thing every time, so it was very easy. The chips, the lemonade and sippy cups, and coloring sheets kept them busy until the food arrived. And our two sons, 4 and 2 at the time, quickly dug into their meals. And just as I was about to eat my first bite of dinner, our infant daughter, about 2 months old, woke up and was hungry. So I pushed my meal to the side and began to feed her. And when the food server came back to check on us, the two boys were all ready to order their little sundaes, the extra special treat that came with the kids' meal. Probably one of the reasons. No, I'm just joking. It was the reason it was their favorite restaurant. I also asked the food server if she could bring our bill when she came back as well. The ice creams quickly arrived, the boys dug in, and our food server kindly brought me a take-home box so I could put my entire dinner into the box to take home. I asked her again about the bill, and she replied, "Oh, it's been taken care of." And I shook my head and I said, "Oh, no, 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 like I haven't paid it yet. You need to bring it so I could pay it." And she smiled and she said, "Someone else has paid your bill. It has been taken care of." In that moment, I looked up from feeding my daughter and I realized that the room we were in was almost entirely filled of older couples and older groups. I almost cried when I looked around and I realized that someone here, or even perhaps someone who had just left, had already paid for my meal with the kids. It was generous of them, of course, but it was so much more than that. Someone had fully understood what I was going through that night, trying to get three kids to a dinner to eat at a restaurant. Not even knowing the craziness that we had left at home before we even had arrived there, I felt seen, fully and completely seen, in a loving and a compassionate way for exactly who I was at exactly that moment. And even now, 22 years later, it brings me to tears. This is what I hear in our gospel reading today from Luke. Jesus speaks to this crowd, gathers, and offers this teaching about finding the one lost sheep from the herd of 100. He is speaking of God's love that knows no bounds. There are no limits to it, no boundaries it cannot cross, no length that it will not cover. And somehow, I connect on a deeper level with the story of the lost sheep in our gospel today in comparison to the lost coins. I suppose with the coins, there's a bit of monetary value and financial gain. Certainly, it was 10% of this woman's wealth. But the sheep speak to me differently. I think there's a different story to be told. And we know this is not the only sheep shepherd story that we hear in the Bible. In fact, some of the most well-known and quoted scriptures, readings, and images involve sheep and shepherds. There is the 23rd Psalm, where God is called a shepherd, and the speaker knows that the shepherd will always be with them in the green grass and by the still waters and in the dark valleys. The shepherds were the very first ones that the angels sang to tell them of the great news of Jesus's birth. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus makes one of his greatest I am declarations and tells them that he is the good shepherd and he knows his sheep by name. And for the audience that Jesus was sharing the story with, those that were well-versed in Hebrew scripture, sheep and shepherds would have resonated on a deeper level as well. God is often referred to as the shepherd of Israel in the Psalms, and the shepherd of individuals in the books of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. The imagery of the shepherd finding the lost sheep was a very familiar characteristic used to show God's covenant and abiding love for Israel. Jesus's followers and the audience he was speaking to would have immediately made this connection. And here in the Gospel of Luke, we again hear about the shepherd, understood to be the good shepherd, the image of God. And this shepherd that knows one sheep of the 100 herd that is missing. How does he know it's missing? We're actually not told in the story. I suppose he either counted them all and realized there were only 99, or perhaps he just knew. He knew them all so well that he knew that one was not there. And as we see in the icon of the Good Shepherd, that one that sits over our candle altar, the shepherd so loves the sheep that he is carrying the sheep home on his shoulders. We don't know if the sheep has been hurt, but the shepherd is protecting the sheep from any danger, risking his own life to make sure that the sheep arrives home safely to be with the rest of the flock. This image of the Good Shepherd particularly spoke to me this week as I was preparing this sermon, particularly in the idea of the safety that the sheep must have felt. I imagine many of us might be feeling lost right about now, bombarded with horrific news stories and images of gun violence at schools, at universities, at restaurants, at public places. The lost sheep separated from all that they know that is familiar and comfortable and safe. Feeling alone, not knowing where to look for answers or for safety, and hoping, just hoping that they might find something or someone to guide them home. And this shepherd in Luke's gospel is the one that guides the lost sheep home. They don't have to leave the sheep and find their way back or to ask someone else to go find the missing sheep. No, the shepherd goes looking for the sheep and finds it and carries it back, celebrating the return of the missing one. This shepherd, the good shepherd, God, sees each of these sheep and knows each of them, every single one of them, by name, all 100. But 100 is just a number in this parable. When Jesus tells parables and there's sort of an impossible task, 100 is just used as a placeholder. It's just a way of telling the story of many, many, many. And I am aware that there can be another side to this parable. The story that's given to us is given with the focus of the lost sheep. It is told in a way that individuals can feel God's love and attention and can feel seen. God will come and find me when I am lost and carry me back home. And yet, the other side of the story is the other 99, those that were remaining. What happens to them when the shepherd goes off looking for the lost sheep? I imagine a couple of possibilities, perhaps. The parable talks about the shepherd inviting his friends and neighbors to celebrate when he finds the lost sheep. I imagine the shepherd is a responsible shepherd, and he probably asked others to watch the sheep while he was away, to place them in the care of people that he trusted. Or the sheep as a community took care of each other. They were not alone. They could watch out for each other in the shepherd's absence. Or, I like to think of something a retired youth minister once told me. When one of his teens would say they weren't going to go to youth group that day because it was boring, or they didn't know anyone else, or they were just too busy with homework and other responsibilities, his reply would always be this: "You might not need to be at youth group tonight, but the Holy Spirit might need you to be there for someone else." So sometimes we are just there for the other sheep that might need us. Sometimes we need to show up for the other 99 and know on those occasions that we might be lost, the Good Shepherd will come and find us. You see, Jesus is promising us that we are seen, each and every one of us, that God knows our name, knows when we are lost from the other 99, knows the number of hairs on our head, knows when we need to be carried home. We are seen having dinner at a restaurant, rejoicing at reunions with loved ones, sitting alone in our grief and sadness during difficult times, when we are the 99 or when we are the lost one. God sees us. Amen.